Yud Gimel by the Rosh Yeshiva and Mishnayos Mikvaos. Hey Adar, Hey Tov Shemim, Hey, February 26, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
Now you get it. He teach Hamayim Sokhna Rekabo Madun Rabbi Yeshua who will have blessed him and do it. Neither Rabbi Yeshua shall not do the mind with the day of the teeth. It means the root of the star of the Hashem of the Son. He la moon the seed to the Kami the Suke. Titanide. The Hashem of the Titanide. Our dear Sayyid Titanide. Anyway. The star of the Son. But they will be the also with you. We need contraspiration, but they will be the need for security. We are also with you. He is the Yechiyah. So then the Yechiyah doesn't make sense. The Hanami Kuli Ava Poso, I mean, so that is the proportion. Never mind. We don't have to argue or to reason it. I'm working in the style. Neil Hashir a sleep in my room in Sokoma. The lawyers also lawyers. The lawyers also lawyers. The lawyers also lawyers. Uptas question. In Fershane is Rochin, Gabikia Shane Bakin, the Kaddish Menu, Dalat Kian. If he doesn't have enough water to be Kaddish, he'll die in a grime of Rokihani, he will catch him. Yomar is Rochish, or a mushroom with a mikveh, mushroom with Kia. Anything that is mushroom to Nemso. So it's mashrim to Mekia also, even if it is not Manishwar. Let's say, shallow. Suppose the major portion of the water in Mekia is water Manish, and a little bit of shallow. Now shallow is mashrim to Mekia. Suppose you have 35 so of water, and 5 so of shallow, so it's mashrim. So it's mashlim, then kia also. Called kia shengel, called mashlim, need mashlim and kia. Leon vis in mashlim. But it says, God in first is dying, we require, there should be a vis. So, the vis exclusively mine. But if you have the major portion mine, and the mute of something other than mine, so it's not the truth. The poet will need a mind. And what is it intended to be in mind? Really needed to come here. If the Shlokish intends to be in mind, to come here, so he says, it's Mashal and Mikveh, it's Mashal and Kia. But Titanide is not Mashal and Revias. Suppose you have the major portion of the Revias, you have water, and a little bit of mud. So it's not Mashal. You cannot use it from the flesh and ice. You need Titanide. Echadon, Idiposh, Echadish, Isimel, Idi Titanide is so used that a cow could bend down and drink from it with it after the beast done. So then it's water manage. It's water manage. The impor sheikh it's relatively thick. The paw couldn't bend down and drink from it after the training master. So the question is, the Hashtag Yechashon Kalan Shuwe, the Rabbeya, the Rabbude, the Abelozo, short and old, must listen, the Nokat Shuwe, the Paul Sheikh and Shayse, the late man. Here we have Nachoikis Anoi. What degree of looseness is required for teeth to be considered like mind to be mitzuah. So one says one thing, one says another thing. But Porsche Kushisimen is not even mentioned by one time. And there the Gemara mentions a shiur of Porsche Kushisimen that is not mentioned here at all. The Shemo Kohanok Shiure, the Hamitanoi, the Hoka Polikamai, the Mao Soba, the Baha'i Shoise, the Baha'i Shoise, the Shire Kulina Nerzana, the Inkoapori Shoise. So the Rash says, maybe the Etzen Shiure according to Otanoi is Poro Shirkham Shisina. But Poro Shirkham Shisina is not to simply to be termed, because, you know, they are. There are certain poras who like to drink only when the water is very, very loose. And there are certain poras who are ready to drink even water that is a little thick. Some melee, the Tanoim cannot mention poras. The question is, which pora will be used as a model? So in other words, so one Tana says it has to be so loose that it's equal to the shiur of Koneir Neil. The other one says and that it has to be so good that it be so loose, even less loose. Mokim Shikinabe, the other one says Mokim Shikinabe. But all these shiurim are descriptive of Parashat Shemot. But the question is, what kind of parah? So there are certain parahs who only bend down to drink if it's koneir neir. And there are certain parahs who bend down to drink even if it's not koneir neir. As long as it's koneir neir. But the basic criterion is published Sheikh of Jesus. We heard the Mashmah of Ferikol Abosom, the Mayim Shemitzel, and Shia Behemo, Tele Ben Kogufe, Lalu Soli Machmasti Tarek, Elo Bitzvoli Mushinimitzel, and Mosi, Mikhozel, and Shia Behemo. Now, the more in whom it's mashma that if mine is unfit, is unsmooth, suited for Shia's behemoth, so you still can take it. And here we say that if the poor is not Shia, so then it's not holy to you. The answer is there the more talks if a poor will not be shaysen, not because it's a little heavy, but because it's putrid. It has a bit odor. So then it doesn't pass the test that the poor will not drink from it on account of the bad odor. But here we are talking for shaysen menu on account of the thickness that it's important from shaysen menu. So then you can be tabled. We are finished in the second So one who's the one mitzvah. So a look in the head of my Shulim Tali, the other mitzvah, a look in the head of my Shulim Tali. And then they were combined. So together, they raised Nisomayim Shulim, three Lugim, that's what I'm saying. A three Lugim Mayim Shulim. So we share. We can show Yitkwalayim Shimsu. ויש כאן דיבור במים שובים שהם פייס לנסם מכה אף על פיכן כשאיר שלא יתרוע עליהם שם פסוק שימוי מסיבים מים שובים בכל אחד התשלום שיש שם מכה הוא יכול אחד מהם כושר Now the question arises, why does the Mishnah have to say Shalom Yikralei Mishnah? Without recourse to the term of the Yikralei Mishnah, it shouldn't become possible. Because until the two mikvahs combined, so in each mikvah, so there are two mikvahs, and each mikvah had only a look in the head, my children were impossible. When did it begin to have Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim? When they combined. The moment they combined, it had already Mem So. So then there is a Shoke. So even a thousand So of Mayim Shuvim. So why does the Mishnah have to mention the Tam of Nikolayim Shuvim? Without recourse to the Tam of Nikolayim Shuvim. So the real rabbi is the core. He says, in a chanam, we don't even have to resort to the time of the question of generation. But in the same thing, it says, we didn't go with the same yet. Avonitche, she'en be avonitzor, nothing be shesh oruli, b'nechla kishnai, is possible, even though in the end, in each mitzvah there is less than the oruli. So it should be kosher. So there, the Tami is Nikol of Shemtzim. So since in the same thing, mentioned, it is Nikol of so in the Vishay, it also says, Loi Nikol of Shemtzim. But the real Tami is because it's Mem So. So Dimu Lugin doesn't have. That's what the Eliyahu Rabbi says. Look at the mouth. Right. I did the boy in Mishnah say that the Akhwat was nine of us. We should be called of his head. Or turn in Ami Hoche Chirin, we should learn the color of his head. Double Allah had shared. The Chemisar was the Nizbo of the Mulubim Shufim. Nizbo Nama Abboim So. He saw the Pastor of Manishu. Alright. Avo mitzvah shem be avo yuso not for mitzvah shem mitzvah v'nech lak v'shnayim nispos v'shem yitcho lov shem so v'rab Yerushua machsh but suppose you have a mitzvah with one tesa and then Gimurugin fell in, and then Gimurugin fell in. In other words, Lantesa, not a Lantesa, it had a boim so minus much, Kosako. So then Gimurugin fell in, and then, so it became possible. But then he divided it into in the two mikvahs. So each mikveh has 20 minus mashu. 20 minus mashu. And each mikveh has less than a lugin. It has even less than a lugin half. So you could argue it's kosher. And Rabbi Yeshua says it is kosher. But how do you say no? It is possible. Here the time is because at the time of Tallinn, so it became possible. So by reducing the religion, it cannot become kosher. It cannot become kosher. The Yeshua Mach. The Yeshua says, since now each week has less than the religion to be, so it becomes kosher. Showing that Yeshua in the So in that quote of mine there is a marshal of shooting also. So if there is a marshal less than human being, so it's kosher. It may shahos olay shlei shalubi. How many ways? Leilom who be pisulei achiyetei mudenum duei vei. What it means really good. Now, even though we have just learned that in the Mishneh, but the Rash mentioned it already so many times, we really mean. So that's the Allah. That if, let's say, you have in the Mishneh, you have 10 saw, make sure, then Jimu Rubin falls into the 10 saw, Jimu Rubin mentioned. So in order to be Marshal in Mishneh, you have to draw out, and then some more rainwater drops in. So you have to draw out, and draw out 10 surplus. What's the hashem of 10 surplus? Now it's 10 saw, and plus a much more. So then we know that the gimulugin was chosen. The Gimulugin was chosen. So suppose you had at the time of the fear of Gimulugin, you had 19 saw mechum, and then Gimulugin Manushum fell in, and then it started to rain and more water came in. So in order to master it, you have to draw out 19 surplus of water. That's the hour. Now let's go over the Rashi. Nechla Krishnai. He sees for Horach and Mayan Shiri. Actually, the Horach and Mayan Shiri. He's supposed to Horach. The Horach and Mayan Shiri. Lachash and Oslo, Dini Gubi, Mayan Shiri, Mayan Nechsam then after kosher shomai, is kosher lehesi polo mai ulashlini shio mikve. She yefsa she beisi kosher kosher lehoser miyat min ashrei shalubi. Vimimtso shalo hoyo po ishrei shalubi manishu. Kote chilek misamadale bilut. Achi yeitze imenu milui hamayim shohoyo bikilo. Now, the Ram, Nuhu, and the Rib, at the end of Pilgrim was always a very long rush. So towards the end, he discusses the Shita from the Ephraim, that the Aloche of Tichon HaSidah applies only to Bosnachoch. It doesn't apply to Shalom. And there are other shaykhs who are you say that in the Rabbonot, so the aloha of Tikkas Vele twice told us, what does it mean Tikkas? Tikkas Vele means this. Suppose you have a Tikkas Bosom, that has the size of 10 zazim, and then you put in that pot a chticha of chilev, and the chticha of chilev has the size of one kazayis. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, now, and that chilev gave the tav of chilev in the chtichas bosom. So according to Rabbi Ephraim, so suppose you take out the tichas bosom that has the size of 10 zesi, and you put it in another part with other tichas bosom. So how much must you have in the second part in order to debate this original tichas bosom? You don't need 60 times 11, but 60 times 1 kabbalah. If the other chesed bosom that are together with the original tichas bosom, have 60 zeisim, so the mele, the yisea, the chilev that was nivla in the original also what is the maximum that could have been nivla? Kazayis, that's the maximum. He didn't absorb the whole kazayis, but that's the maximum, the very, very maximum. So if in part number two you have 60 zeisim of other poso, so there is pitl on the head, even though he doesn't have 60 times 11, he has 60 times 1. According to the king who say that the aloha of tichas vele applies to all Yisurim, so in order to be in battle the original chaticha, you have to have 60 times 11. Because the original chaticha, by absorbing the chilev, and possibly, I mean, we know it didn't, but since we don't know how much, so we take the very maximum. So mele, so what is the very maximum? The whole kazai is a chilev. So mele, if we apply the kawache, mele, for sure is it. So then we have to assume that the whole chaticha, the original chaticha, which possibly has the size of 11 zeisim, because it had its own 10 zeisim of basof, plus the kazayis of chilev that was absorbed into it, 11 zeisim. So according to this shame, you apply the principle of tichas vele, you have to have 60 times 11. So there is a machloket shame. So the Ramban says that machloket shame is stolen the machloket of Yeshua and the Chacham. You see, the Yeshua, in other words, a mikveh that has Yimul Lugim Mayushim is like Tarume Safisa. Tarume Safisa. By showing so the criterion is tough. Here, Natan, but Yimulug. So it's by showing so. Now, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that if you have a mitzvah of Aboyim So, that had minus mash, and then you fell into it. Then you divide it. The mikveh into two. So then each mikveh becomes kosher. Why? Because the Yeshua holds the aloha of tichas vele does not apply to all the sun tails. It only applies to Bas Bahor, not to only Suitel. So here too, through that original, the mixture into which Yimulugin fell in, so became possible. But the moment you divide that into two mixtures, and each new mixture had less than Yimulugin, some you may wear, some it becomes kosher. But how you say no? You have to be my Yimulugin way. You have to be my Yimulugin way. Why? Because if the mitzvah had hot saw, mitzvah, and then Yimulugin, my Yimulugin fell into the mitzvah of hot saw, so it's not only possible because it has Yimulugin. It puzzles the here to form a shamim also. So all the chof saw mechomi became my shamim. Now, since we pass him like honey, yeah, so that means according to Ramban, we have to apply the aloha of Tichanas Kuvele to also. Then the Ram says, what has this Machlekes to do? We call Isurim. There is a big difference between Tavudas Isurim and Ikoyes. So in other words, Rabbi Yeshua can hold that the Gabu Isurim to apply Tichanas Kuvele, and the Chachomim of Rabbi Yeshua can hold that the Gabu Isurim we don't apply. That law of Tamarilla, but this is special might to Machlekes, only in Mikvoyes. But anyway, so according to the Ram, in Kravoso, it has nothing to do with the general Shire, in Kovisu, whether we say Tichanas Mizrael or not. But the concept of Tichanas Mizrael is a good example. In other words, you don't need one does not depend upon the other, but Rabbi Yeshua, the Chachamim of Rabbi Yeshua apply a concept similar to Tichanas Mizrael Gabu Mikvoyes. But the Ram says it's only Gabu Mikvoyes. It doesn't mean that they apply it to Shoresu. Apply it to Shoresu. But the Ram is making to the Rambam that the machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbonon is on the question as to whether regarding the Mikvoyes the longest of Tichanas Mizrael. The Ram says that it's not going to do with Shoresh over there.
Mind you,
only together with the Gimurugin to have them sign. But each pool, the uppermost, the Yino, and the lower one, the Tachtino, had just them saw minus Gimurugin work. And then Gimurugin, minus shooting, dropped into the Yino. And then we leave to go, and they were dumped. Ubori Tachtino. Is shared, so it's kosher. Why? Shamiri, show me men so actually know the Gimur. And the Rashi explains, because as you see, the water from the Elieno goes down, is made to dump into the Tachteno. So it's not just the Mishonim that have gone down the Tachteno. It's the Mishonim together with the Gimurugin and Shurim that fell into it are dumped into the Tachteno. So then he says, Shomu Memso actually all the Gimurugin. So the Memso fell into the Tachteno. Fell into the Tachteno before the Gimurugin fell into it. So in other words, so the Memso fell into the Tachteno, and you still did not have Gimurugin Manishuri. So then when Gimurugin Manishuri falls into the Tachteno, so it doesn't pass on the Tachteno. And it seems the Yeno is Mechuga to the Tachteno. Whatever the shield is necessary. So maybe the Yeno for a shot also becomes kosher. That's how the Rashi will explain this part of the session. Of course, the difficulty in that Rashi she gave is, but how can it true? Of course, it goes without saying that there will be them saw the Shomim and Tachteno before the Gimurugin fall into it. But since the Yeno did not have them saw, it had them saw the Shomim minus Gimurugin. So then, when the Yeno, when the Gimurugin dropped into the Yeno, so according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua, so it passed the year to four Mishon. Because according to the Rabbanon, there is a concept of Tichanat Sneveret. And even according to the Ran, there is no connection between the Kvois and Shom Yisrael. But by the Kvois, the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua applied a concept. So what avails the fact that there is many souls of the Nishomu being dumped into the lower pool before the Gimurugin mind should be formed? But even the here to form Nishomu are shown already, according to Rabbi. So how can the lower one be Sheol and then Kasher the apple? Alright. There's the Kasher against the Rashi. But let's continue with the set. Shnei Kvois, now is the other part of the set. Shnei Kvois shall hop so. Zubitatu. You had two kvois of 20 so each, one adjacent to the other. The Nofru Gimurugin is the Chachodman, and Gimurugin fell into one of them. The Niftiku, and they were dumped. Ubo Ravera,
And they were dumb. And into the other world, he had to have some failure. What is this with that? This is also. This is also. And then he moved himself here. And then it was made to come here. To come here. So, the mythical bone have a discussion. The place in the Nippon and Hitze post. Nikon Hitze is post. So if, let's say, suppose the first moment when Jimu Rugin falls into here, so it passes this Nikon completely. Not only it's possible, not only it's possible, because it is Jimu Rugin, it passes the here to form a Shamin also according to the Rabbanon. Over the issue, because he applies the concept of the and then when this water is dumped into this very hole, now this is completely mind-shooting. So I call it the Rabbanon for the Yeshua. It passes it. So it passes it. So in Nitlom Hitze, so he said, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, it will not pass it. So, if you divide it into two, but suppose that the Hitze, the original Hitze that was between these two places was taken away, then even according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. Because to the, it's newer, if the kinsel is taken away, so the water here is newer than the water here. And together, there is him looking. So the melee, it passes it, so it's possible. So that's what he says. So, Shnei Nikvoi Shal Chof Chof Sozu Bissadzu, Vinof Lugim Lugim Isichachot, Vinifiku Bol Havere Iskosher. The place in a Nikla Mechitze is possible. Because then it's newer. Avorea Niesdir Rabbi Yeshua. Benikve Sheyesh Beinem Sof. Benoflo Loigim Lugim Vechoku Mishnayim. She's a kosher act. Now begins the perish. Perish. Steht rege shall memem so, heilin ja schreche slugim che nof. Yit me shoven in meinem Schuben peisen is. Va filu rito in meinem Schuben, du mechab und chut, duch de tube. Mas nissen, u breise, elo ko achas ja achas. Chaseo schreche slugim. Va boi viktone, heilen schlechtes Augen in Lügen schon auf. Die Nichte kommen los in Peis, Kien und Mikve. Die Sehtere kamen mit Mure. Schane Ina, Schaumo, Kerema, die Schenofo, schlechtes Lügen, der Jeno, die Jode, die Jage, Tachteno. Wo ja die Bühne und eine Nichte und die Minute in Hatzmon, Haschum, Hei, Minu, die Jode, Tachteno. Die Erste schon in die Saubu, na Abt, מייתריך הולין עוד מוצא שישלימו אבוים סושרות אחתנו, קדם שיודו או כוספי סלוי, הילקה שני המקוויז, כשיר, תחתנו כשיר או כמפרשינו, ולינו משום מקוברס לתחתנו, וכדרמי יומה בספר שני דחגיה, מדביר עם בין בלינו בין לתחתנו, הנה מאפילו כרב יהודה, וכגן דוי גבי לכל העל. It's not a big slant. מלאך אשר נסעו ונעשה חקר להשביר. So as far as the Reishe of the Tisati is concerned, it appears from the Rash that the court with the Rabbonon of Rashi. The Seife of the Tisati accords only with Rabbi Yeshua. The Niftiku Bol Haveri is kosher. Ki Rabbi Yeshua must listen. If Miku Amachitze Keser Amafsi Mishnei Nposo. Ki Rabbi Yisrael Tainei Yomar must listen. מפני שיתחול אוף שיפסו אבל מקרה שיש לי מנסו ונופלו לוי שלוי שמודים ונחלק הויל ולו יתחול אוף שיפסו כושר הולך ובחק מסלו ויחשר ולהשר ולמנסו כל אחד ואחד. Now, let's go over the Nisette again. Now, after we went over the Pirush in the Rashi. So, Shtei Breches, now we have to remember that the same term in the Nisette, the Rashi says, is our leader of Yeshua. But the Reishe is not our leader of Yeshua, he is even our leader of the Rabbonah of Yeshua. So the Reishe says, Shtei Breches, Amen. Mem so zu al gavsu di nofru gimu rugi mayu lereino di niftiko ubol mitachteino. So the reino had mem so minus gimu rugi le tachteino also had mem so minus gimu rugi then gimu rugi fell into the rain so that at the very outset it passed the reino he did not have mem so as yet and still give a looking, fell into it. But then he manipulated that the mind from the Reino should be dumped into the Tachteino. So then, and so even though originally you did not have full Memso the Tachteino, but the first few moments that the water started to go down from the Tachteino, you already had Memso without the Gimulugim shubim in it. So then, when did the Gimulugim drop into the Tachteino? After you had more than Memso in the Tachteino. So, in a way, the Tachteino did not become possible. Since the Tachteino did not become possible, and the Lino is connected to the Fiach Latfiach to the Tachteino, so Mele for Ashoke, the Lino also becomes kosher. That's even more liberal. That's the reason. Alright, now we see. Shnei Mikvoi shall hof hof so zu bitzad zu. Zu bitzad zu. Vinoflu gibulugim lisechachone. Vinifiku ובואו לחברי, is kosher. Why is it kosher? So that is a leader of Yeshua. Because in each mitzvah you had, even though originally you had Gimulug in this mitzvah, so it became possible, but according to Yeshua, he didn't pass all the year to form my shum, mitshum, converting them into my shum. It only became possible because of the Gimulugim. But then, when he started to dump from this one to this one, so in each one, there is less than Gimulugim. So it becomes kosher. Then, Yisei Meir, if Niklo Mechitze is possible, if Niklo Mechitze is possible, Avo, Reyan Yisdila Rabbi Yeshua, if Niklo Sheyeh Bimemso, if Nofo Gimulugin, if Choko Yishnayim, so then, even the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua will agree with the longest of Rabbi Yeshua. שזה כושל הקפייס נאו. Right now, let's go over again the Pirush. Pirush, the Brechish, the Muslim, so high, which is Lubus and Ophel, in the Kishon, in my Mishubi, Paisley, is that the Lubu and my Mishubi, who have a filled, to the best of the price. The Kolachas, the Achas, Hasero, the Mishubi, the Apoy, the Fanai, the Mishubi, the Lubus and Ophel, the Nifty Kumos, the Paisley, the Nif, the Sister, the Tamil, the Tumor, the Shanei, the Shom, קרילה כשנופו של יסוד ומדינו ויועד המילד מתחתנו ולהמדינו דיין איסו דינו נעצמו אשר מיינים דורתנו דייף ששו ניסעו ומעטנו ויקריחו על דינו ונמצו שישלימו עבור עם סו של התחתנו כאילו שעודו על אשר יסרים כאילו כך שני הליפויס כשאלה תחתנו כשאות יפרשינו כדות נסי תאוי דרבישוע אומר גם נסי תאי סז each representative of the Mishra. But this is in accordance even with the Rabbonot. So, V'yeinu Mishmur Be'as Lachteinu V'chemeya. In other words, that we say Gudasik. V'chid Rameya De'oma V'sitrek She'el Yodigim Adonim Lachteinu Inam Apeu Kram Yure V'chid Rameya Litvi Ekola Som Mele It is in a Vish Be'er Lachas Yisrael Nasa Hakar Be'er. So the question, and that he goes even according to the Rabbonim of Hamishu. So the question is, the Nitshonim in Tushuva because of the wonders of Tichanas Leila. So every drop of water that was dumped from the living Tachtino was already Shuvim. And since the Tachtino at the outset did not have full Memso, it had only Memso Chosa Mashu, some religious puzzle. Alright. Now, let's turn to the descent and see that the goyim changes to deal with the descent.
To explain, he doesn't mean men so mamish.
because then there wouldn't be any problem. It means mem so minus zikun. So each one had mem so minus zikun. What Goins here say is shtei breches shel chof chofsa, and chof means chofsa manesh, not minus zikun, but chof. So shtei breches shel mem mem so zual gavso. Then osi gimu. Ubrecho shel gimu lugin bitzado eleino. Viniftiko ubo shneir. Now, so here you have two breches. This has the lower one has chofso, and the upper one has chofso. And then there is a pool adjacent to the yeno, and that has that pool has gimu lugi mayushu. Then you manipulate it that the gimu lugi mayushu should go to the upper brecho that already had chofso mitchum. So this is the picture you have to visualize. So shtei brechim shel esrim esrim so zu al gav zu ubrecho shom gimlugim bitzad elyeino viniftiku ubo viniftiku shneyem ubo mitachteino is kshelo. And then he manipulated that the water, the chofso from this upper brecho should go down to the lower brecho, and that also the gimel lugin should dump down into the lower brecho. But of course, the gimel lugin from the adjacent brecho cannot go directly into the lower brecho. It has to go via the upper brecho. First it has to go into the upper brecho and then go down into the lower brecho. The lower brecho. So he says, so it's shel shaneim here, shomim ben so achel yodu shlei shalubim. Now, it's much better because this is chofso shleimis, right? And this is chofso shleimis. This is chofso shleimis. Now, and then he manipulated that there was a brecho adjacent to this one with gimel lugin mayushin. He manipulated that gradually the gimel lugin should come from this one into this one and from this one into this one. And then, of course, the chofso mitshonim gradually dumb down into the lower. Now, so the mind shooting that was originally in this brecho cannot start going down to the lower brecho until it first is transferred to the upper brecho. Then after it moves into the upper brecho, it goes down to the lower brecho. So chofso, before all the gimel lugin will dump down into the lower brecho, so all the chofso of the upper brecho will go down first in the lower brecho, and then seconds later, so the last drops of the gimel lugin shuvim will go down into the lower brecho. So there will be a moment while all the chofso of the upper brecho will already be dumped down here, but part of the gimel lugin that was originally here will not yet be in the lower brecho. Either it will be here or it will be here, but not in the upper brecho. So that moment The law of Brecha has already memso, the original chopso that he had in the very outset, plus the chopso, you know, the dumb down from this one to this one. Whereas not all the Dumalugim is still here. Then the last drops of the Dumalugim will come down here, so the law of Brecha will already have 40 saw, something like that. It will not pass. And since this is connected to this, so by applying the concept of Vidasi, this also becomes possible. Why did the Goyim change the Girsa? Why did he delight the Girsa of the Rash? Because, after all, the ratio of the Sette admittedly accords even with the Rabbonah tradition. In the Kont Rabbonah Mishua, there is a concept, there is a principle of Tichanas Nevela Gavimai Mishua. So Mele, so according to the Rash Girse of what veil is the fact that the here to form it showing dug down into the lower mikveh before the all the Yimulugim Mayim Shuvim fall down. But even the heretofore Mitshomi became Mayim Shuvim as a result of the Yimulugim Mayim Shuvim falling in. That was the kasha. So what is it? That's the kasha of the core against the kasha. So how can the kasha be explained? Now, you all learn equates. So you all know that in equates we have two concepts. We have the concept of Tichanas Vela, Sala, Machlekes, Chayim, Chayim, Tichanas Vela, Tichanas Vela, Suri, Mona, okay. The Turin Machaba, the Pasla, Chayim, Chayim, Pasla, Flyadar, Chayim, it does apply. But then there is a machlokes, you remember, between the Tur and the Rashba, according to the Shita of Rabbi Nefai, the Tchicha Nasis Nibele does not apply to Shoisu. Do we say after the Sechte is Mutter, or we say even though Tichanas Nevela doesn't apply, but the original Chatiche remains us. Even after you squeezed out the substantial quantity of the Isa from it, so that the minimum just remained, less than it's capable of being. So the Shina, let's take a simple example. There is a machlokes between the Tur and the Rashba. And both presume, like Rabbi Nefraim, that Tichanas Nevela does not apply to Shorisum. Does not apply to Shorisum. So let's say, in one part, you had a Tichanas Bosom. Heter. Of the size of which was 10 zeis. Then we put in part number one a chticha of chere to be cooked together with the chticha of dust. And the chticha of chere had the size of kazayis. Now we assume the max. Maybe the whole kazayis of the chere was absorbed by the chticha's bosa. We know it didn't happen. It never is absorbed completely. But since we don't know how much half, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, we're not entitled, you know, to toss a coin. Some mail we consider the maximum. The maximum is maybe the whole kazayis of chilek was absorbed by the chticha of bosom. The 10 tenses, Now, if we assume the maximum, so that means that the original Tichas Posol at the end has how many days? Not 10, but 11. 11. Now then we take out the original Chatiche of Posol from part number 1 and we take it to part number 2. Part number 2. Part number 2 has 60 Zaysim of Tichas Posol, Heter, and Sufisol. And together you put in the original Kazais, which possibly has 11 Zaysim in total. But only, at most, only one Kazais appeared. So as according to Rabbi Nefrayim, as long as part number 2 has 60 Zaysim in Posol Heter, and soup and carrots and whatever. So mainly it's Mivatel, the original Hatir. But then we have a machleki between the two and the Rajpo. So the other Hatir's boss on part number 2, Mamikamos, because they're Shishi. So the Kazai is Chilet that is still present in that original Hatir's boss on. Could not be returned in the other 60 zaysim of Posol and carrots and soup because there is shish. But how about the original Chatir? Can you eat after it cooked in part number 2? Can you eat the original Chatir also? So there is machlekes between the two and the Rashba. According to the two, you can eat. Because since the two passes like a Mechai, that we don't apply Tichanasis Mevele to show his soul. So Mevele, the original Chatiche did not become a Chatiche of Isa in total. As a result of absorbing the Kazais of Chile in it. So only the Kazais of Chile became Osa. Now, when you cooked the original Chatuch in part number 2, so the substantial portion of that Kazai's Chile was squeezed out, was mischat from the original Chatuch, and it was absorbed equally by all the 60 Zaysim Bosol in part number 2. So Mele, even though we after part number 2 stood on the fire, let's say, for half an hour, so part number, even the original Chatiche in part number 2 did not have the time of Chile. So it says you are allowed to eat not only the other Chatiche's Posol in part number 2, but even the original Chatiche, which you can identify, you can recognize, can also eat. Because whereas originally, when it was cooked in part number 1, so the original Chatiche of Posol, when you ate it, you felt the time of Chile, but now when you eat it, you don't feel the time of Chile. So what is the shita of the two? That even according to Rabbi Nefrayim, that Chatiche Nasimbele does not apply to Shori Surim, so not only doesn't Aser Ad HaTiches in part number 2, but when you cook in part number 2 the original HaTiches, and as a result of the cooking, so the substantial portion of the Chilev is squeezed out, is Nisre from the original HaTiches, and it is absorbed equally by the other 60 chatiches of Posol, so merely the original chatiche also becomes heter, even though there is a remnant of it. That's the shite of the two. The Rashbo is heter. And the Rashbo shite is that even according to Rabbi Nefrayim, that chatiche nasis nevele does not apply to Shal Yisroel, so it means that the original Basar does not become the Hefzer Visa, is not converted into Chelek. But the original Chaticha that originally had the time of Chelek remains also as a remnant of Visa, as we explained. As a remnant of Visa, because since it, at one moment it had the time of Chelek, so it became also forever. Unless you squeeze out every vestige of the Chelek. So then it's already important Chadoshis. So it's not even a remnant of Israel. But as long as a vestige of the Chelek remains, even though it's minimal, it's less than the Divitam, so it remains us. That Efshal Yisech Dei is us. Now, it seems to me, and I might have heard it from my father, I cannot be sure. I heard so many things, so I cannot be sure. I might have heard it one time from my father, that according to the Rash, so the machlekes, you see, according to the Gros, the machlekes between Rabbi Yeshua and the Chachomim is in the longness of Tichon HaSnevel. Even according to the Ran, you see. The Ran only says that whereas the Ramban equates Shor Yisuri with Yisrael, he says there is no common denominator between Yisurim and Mikve. But by Mikve, Rabbi Yeshua says we don't apply the longness of Tichon HaSnevel, and the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua say we do apply. But according to the Rash, apparently, even the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua agree that we don't apply the concept of Tichon HaSnevel. But what's the meaning of Mikol of Shemtzur? Mikol of Shemtzur is analogous to the oneness, to the concept of Efshal Yisech Diosa. What does Efshal Yisech Diosa mean? Since at one moment it had a time of Chile, so even, let's say, hours later, when it was cooked in part number two, and the bulk of the chile, the bli of chile, came out from that chile, and it has only a little tiny bit of bli of chile, a mashu shebi mashu. But since it was not all of shebi sel, at one moment it was also, it remains us. That's like effort. That's not all of shebi sel. That's what the chachamim of Yeshua mean by the expression Nikro Olo Shemtzu, and Rabbi Yeshua is chilek on the whole longness of Nikro Olo Shemtzu. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua applies the longness of Efshal Yisech Deizmita, like the tour in Shor Yisroel. Now we can understand the Rashi. Now let's go back again to the Rashi. ישראל. שתי ברכי של ממם סו, זו על גב זו. זו על גב זו. נופלו דילוגים של מים לעלינו. And what does it mean, according to the Rashi? It goes even according to the Rabbanon of Yeshua. But Memem So doesn't mean Memem So completely. It means Memem So minus Gimelugim. So this says Mem So minus Gimelugim, and this says Mem So minus Gimelugim. Binofu Gimelugim Mayim Lobieno. Gimelugim Mayim fell into the ring. So at that moment, this mikveh lena became possible. Like in sinastam nisa, here it's not sinastam, here it's gimelugim, it became possible. Now, so according to the goal, Rabbi Yeshua says, Nikol Hashem Psul means, not Hashem, sorry, I'm wrong with Yeshua. Nikol Hashem Psul means, like the longest of Tichon Asrei, according to the Rash, even the Rabbanon of Yeshua don't apply the longest of Tichon Asrei, but they apply the longest of Efshal Yisech Yosef. But Tichon Asrei will not say, even according to the Rabbanon of Yeshua. So that means that the here to form my Mitshamim, I'm Mitshamim, I'm not by Mitshamim. According to the goal, so the Rabbanon of Yeshua say, as a result of the Gimelugim of all the Gimelugim, so the heretofore made Shomim are also Shomim, everything is Shomim. Justice, Chtiran Asmeleir, everything becomes real, except the Shomim. No, we don't say Chtiran Asmeleir. But the Rabbanon of Yeshua say, inasmuch as the upper mikveh at one moment when they fell in, so became possible. So it's possible because it has gimelugim shuvim, not because all the mayim are shuvim, because it has itaruves of gimelugim mayim shuvim. But the heretofore mechomim are kosher. Except you cannot be tailored, because you cannot be tailored in the other water, not together with the mind shuvim. But it remained osa, it became osa at that moment. Then, when it started, so then the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yeshua say, V'nechlach l'shnai is possible. Not because the heretofore made shon also became shon. No, it didn't become shon. But since at one moment the mikveh was possible, so it's a remnant of Yisrael. Actually, say it today. A remnant of Yisrael. Unless you take out every drop of the mind shon. But that's impossible. Even when you divide it into two, so you reduce the mind shuvim content. In other words, from three lugim to a lugim half, but you don't eliminate it completely. So mele, it remains also as a vestige of shuvim, as a remnant of Israel, as a vestige of Israel. Oh, so only that we can become. Mashiach in the case of Shtei Brechei Shal Mem Mem So Zu Al Gav Zu Nofu Gimelugim Mayim Elyeino. So then it's true that this mikveh that became possible, the Elyeino, will remain possible forever as a remnant of Israel. But here it was Niftiku Boli Tachteino. So then we say the Tachtin is kosher. Why? Because the heretofore Mayim Shomim dropped there before all the Gimulugi dropped into the Tachlis. So the Kasha was, some Mele, the Rash says, it was Kasha. So the Kasha by the goal was, of what have been his effect, that you have Mem Saw of the here to form a Chong before all the Gimulugi shouldn't fall into it. But the here to fall, Mechonim are also sure. The answer is no, he didn't actually. But as long as it was in the upper mikveh, so it was also on the basis of actually says of a remnant of it. But when they come down in the lower mikveh, then it's not a remnant of Israel. Because in the lower mikveh, you never had a shemitah. Only the upper mikveh had a shemitah. So it remained also forever. But the lower mikveh did not have a shemitah at any time. He says, right. Some mikveh becomes kosher. And once the lower mikveh becomes kosher, because it's the unique all of shemitah and the lower mikveh. You see, some mikveh it kashers. That we need also because of good acid. So the Rash is very simple. The breakage between the Rash and the Kor is on the question as to whether when Rabbonon of Yeshua say Nikol of Shimsu, do they mean the Lomdes of Tichanas Nevele? That's what the Kor says. That's what the Ramban says, and even the Ram. Hamilton says there is no connection between Shorisu and Mikveh. But the Rash says no. When Rabbonim say Yikol Shimsu, they don't mean the longness of the Rash Nevele, but they mean the longness of Echal Seich Deyos. Now, that's all for today. Now, for next week, you should be ready and rest in Mishnayos in Perek Shlishi. In Perek Shlishi. Which is very, very simple. The first Mishnah is very difficult. Alright, the Mishnah rule has to be explained, but I mean, it's not difficult. And then, you should also prepare the first Mishnah in Perek Revi, and in conjunction with the first Mishnah in Perek Revi, it's a whole week, you know, till next week. In conjunction with the first Mishnah in Perek Revi, you have to go over the modern Shabbos. I think it's that desire. The modern Shabbos. And look up the Rambam because of Mishnah, because the Rambam is very complicated. It's a Mishnah story. And it would be very good in connection with Mishnah Aleph and Perek Revi, besides looking over the Pirush HaMishneh in the regular translation, to look it over in Kapos translation. That sheds new light. Kapos translation. Okay.
Shur Yud Dalad, Mishnah is McVols, Brother Rosh Hashiva, Yud Bez Adar Hitav Shim Mem He, March 5th, 1985, on Tuesday.
We discuss the first Mishnah day again. Now we're up to the second Mishnah. So, Chachomim Eimrim, Leilamu Bisula Yachiyetzi Menu Ruhi Vei Keitzat. What does it mean Ruhi Vei? Habeya Shebechotza Vinofu Lei Shlei Shalugim Leilamu Bisula Yachiyetzi Menu Ruhi Vei. So in other words, suppose you had in a Beya, you had 20 saw of Mayim Shuvim.
Namsar. Suppose he had in the bear 20 somic shum. Then somebody poured in gimul lugin into the bear. So actually, you only have gimul lugin, mind you. The 20 saw, that's make shum. But since at the time the gimul lugin fell into the bear, they were 20 saw make shum, so it puzzled. All the Meichon. So it puzzled all the Meichon. So, Ketzat. So you have to empty out how much? 20 so plus, and a little more. So then, there'll be left, mine should be less than the Meichon. Ketzat. Habir shebechotzer, v'nofu leishlei shalim, leilom hu b'tisulei acheyetze memenu meluye deit. Meluye deit. So if, at the time the Gimurim fell into the bear, they were 20 saw, meichomim, so then you have to empty out 20 saw plus. Suppose at the time when we poured in the gimel lugim shuvim into the bayah, they were 10 saw meichomim. So then, in order to be machshir the mikveh, so you have to empty out how much? 10 saw plus. Now, so that we understand, if no more water dropped into the bayah. Dropped into the bear. So in other words, the daloche according to Rabbi Yeshua is that we apply the concept of chticha nasis nivele. The nasis nivele. As the Ramban says, the Ran is chilek and the Ramban in regard to the Ramban's equation between mikre and shor isui. So the Ran says at the end of Kol HaBoso, in Chol, there is no equation, but that the Ran agrees with Ramban that Rabbi Yeshua applies a concept of chticha nasis nivele in regard to mikvot, but that has no bearing on Kohatir Kohen. Or, as we explain the sheet of the Rash, not that Rabbi Yeshua applies a concept of chticha nasis nivele in regard to mikvot, but a concept of actually seichte os whatever. So if they were 20 saw mechomim in the bear at the time that Yehudim fell into it, so then it puzzles all the 20 saw, not only the Yehudim apostles, but it puzzles all the 20 saw, whatever quantity of Meichomim was there. So that we understand. So mainly if you empty out 20 so plus, so then we say there is certainly less than Gimulugin Maimsui. I so. But this Eitze of emptying out 20 so plus applies even to the case where originally, let's say, so they were 20 somic shami in the bay, then somebody dumped in gimul lugim maim shuvim, and then it started to rain, and 20 more so of maim shuvim came in, or 30 so, 40 so. So even in such a case, you can be machshir the mikveh by emptying out 20 so plus. So initially in the case where no more meichon came in, you understand? If you empty out 20 so plus, so then of the original, so true, all the mind in the bear became possible.
But by emptying out, in view of the fact that no more water came, so by emptying out 20 supplots, so you reduce the mind soon to a minimum. When I say minimum, it means less than minimum. But the same age applies to a case where after the Gimulugi dropped, Gimulugi Mayimshuli dropped into the bayer that had 20 saw, so it started to rain, and 20 more saw make shom came, or 30 saw, 40 saw, 50 saw. So then, even though you have in the mikveh, let's say 40 saw plus gimulugim water, or 50 saw, or 60 saw, and all the water is possible, because as long as there is gimulugim in the bay, before there was mem saw make shomim, so then all the water that comes in becomes shol, becomes possible. So by emptying out of a mikveh that has 60 saw, at the end it has 60 saw water, and all the 60 saw are possible because gimulugim shuvim came in while there was only 20 saw mikshom. So mele, then when 40 more saw rained in after the gimulugim shuvim, so every drop of water became possible. Then you empty out 20 saw plus, so the mikveh becomes kosher. But maybe the 20 saw plus that you emptied out does not consist of the original 20 saw that was in the bayah, but maybe it consists of the mayim achreinim that dropped into the bayah. So the Ravid says, since shov is in the rabbanon, and in a case where it's muti shov, so it's certainly only in the rabbanon, so mimele we are till lucky. As long as there is a possibility that when you empty out 20 saw plus, so you empty out the mayim of sheni, not 20 saw plus of mayim achrei, but of mayim of sheni, so you are till lucky with the rasvara. That was the takonis chacham. That we are totally okay with tears water. And we don't have behesh. Even though Kalapish might be galye, that when you empty out 20 supplies, you emptied out not the mayim rishayim, but after the mayim achayim, and the mayim rishayim that were there at the time the gimulugim shuvim fell in, that you didn't empty out. But we are till okay, and we assume that Hamayim Wachreini Mashlichim Esorishim. So, Keita Habeyashe Bechotzen Pinofu Eshlesha Lubi Leila Mubi Pisulei Achiyetzi Nenu Miluye Veit. So that's one way of curing the Psul of Shul. By emptying out Miluye Veit. What's another cure? What is the other remedy of curing a mikveh from the psul of shov? Oy acheyami bechotzer argoyim so v'yitaru yeyim min atachtenim. In other words, suppose you had the bear is in the sled. Suppose the mikveh, the teshuv, is on top. And so then you construct mikveh, you set up mikveh at the bottom, a kosher mikveh. You manipulate it. Avoyim som mikshomi should come in at the bottom of the bayah, And then, and as long as there is a connection between the mikveh and the bar, which is a kosher mikveh, and the mikveh on top, which is a porcelain mikveh, so the mikveh on top becomes pure. Why? So in other words, that Mishneh called in the Mandoma that we say not only Gudachis, but we even say Gudasik. Since the mikveh on top is in contact, is mechuber to the mikveh at the bottom, so we consider as if the water at the bottom and yuren with the water on top. Because we say Gudasik. Oyachiyami bichotze aboyim so. Now let's see the Rav. She amid the Chotzer Aboyim so mikve kosher matun aposo who pays kol mikosher ki she yischabu v'yitayer olayin aposo matachna kosher. On what basis? The Aminu Mudasik v'koshkin hakosher mailo v'aposo limato the Aminu Mudas. Because in the pricing Chagige it has happened. So there is a machlekes tanoim. Reb Meir holds that we say not only gudachis, but we even say gudasik. Reb Yehuda also holds gudasik we don't say, but gudachis we do say. Gudasik means pull up. Gudachis means pull down. Gudasik means that we consider the water at the bottom as if it had been on top. Gudachis means we consider the water on top as if it had been on the bottom. So review the holes, Gudachis we say, because it's a derech of water to go down, but Gudachis we don't say, because it's not a derech of water to go up. And then there is a mandoma who says, the rabbonon who say, we don't say Gudasik and we don't even say Gudachis. So this Mishneh holds not only that we say Gudachis, but even that we say Gudasik, like Rameya and Chagige. I'm going to get Gudasik in coach, not because of my life, but I'm going to get Gudachis. Reb Elazar ben Azariah Peiseh. Reb Elazar ben Azariah. So he passed because he holds we don't say Gudasik and we don't even say Gudachis. So you can't remedy the psul of Shov by constructing, by setting up another mikveh on top or at the bottom. So the only way, according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, to cure the psul of Shov from the mikveh in the bayah is by Elohim Kein posak. That's the Rav about Noah's years. She posk meimo v'yotzum menu milui rei. That's the gear said by most Hashem. So the only cure is by emptying out milui rei. Milui plus. In other words, milui means as much water